Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Truly, I am indeed happy to be with you on this Wednesday evening, the fifth day, I believe, of April. However, we just want to thank God for his goodness. Oh, I do bless the Lord on today. Truly, this is a day that the Lord has made. I am rejoicing, and I am glad in it. I just want to share a brief story with you all this evening. We know Mother Janie is not with us tonight. This is the first Wednesday. She's not with us on the first and second Wednesday of the month. So we just thank God, so I have to solo it by myself. I want to first give honor to God, which I have already blessed him by letting you know his words. This is the day. Nobody else's day, not the scientists, not the president, not the doctors, the lawyers, the teachers, the preachers, but this is the day. And the day, guess what? Don't even belong to the devil. God made this day. The devil can do a lot of things, but he can't make this day. Hallelujah, Jesus. God made this day, and I am glad. So truly, this is the day that the Lord hath made, and I am rejoicing, and I am glad about it. But I just want to share this story with you in a moment. We are in Holy Week. This is, I know it from a child, Easter week. But we have changed. We've graduated from saying Easter to resurrection. So it's okay. They both are meaning the name Jesus. It's representing that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, died. So, but on the third day morning, let me put it that way so I don't offend anyone, because some say he didn't rise on Sunday morning. They said that if you count it, it doesn't add up. So then let me say it like this. On the third day morning, whether it was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I'm not in Jerusalem, so I don't know, Saturday or Sunday. See, they're behind us, I believe. It's a six-hour difference in the time, I believe, from over there. It's getting ready here to become night. And it's getting ready over there to become day. So who left you in charge? All I need to know is that he rose just like he said he would. He said, I'll rise on the third day. So he did that. That was the miracle of his death. He rose. And by him rising, he justified us. Oh, bless his name. And he freed us forever. I'm not going to be on here long tonight. I'm excited. Rising, he justified, freed us forever. And the song says, one day he's coming back. What a glorious day. That's what you need to be focusing on. Will I be ready when Jesus comes? Will I be ready when he cracks the sky? The woman said, when Jesus cracks the sky, I'll tell this whole world goodbye. I'm going to a place of my eternal home around the throne. Oh, when Jesus cracks the sky, hallelujah, I'm going to tell this whole world goodbye. When Jesus cracks the sky, if I'm sleeping in my grave, if I'm sleeping, if you're sleeping in your grave, you're going to get up at the first trumpet sound. Oh, mighty God, what a mighty God we serve. I'm going to that place of my eternal home, never no more to roam. When Jesus cracks the sky, oh God, I'm going to tell this whole world goodbye. Again, I say, if I'm sleeping in my grave, see, those that are asleep in Christ, listen to me. Those that are asleep in Christ going to get up in the first resurrection. You might not like what I'm getting ready to say next. And those that lay dead in their grave won't get up in the first resurrection. They'll get up when the second trump shall sound. But the dead in Christ, those that are asleep in Jesus, they will hear that trumpet sound. And they're going to get up. Listen to me. Just give me a minute. James Brown said, get up, get on up, get up, get on up. I can just about imagine that when that trumpet sound from God, you will hear that trumpet sound and say, get up, awake from your sleep, get up, come on, hey, get up. It's time to get up. It's time to awake from your sleep. Get up and rise with me. For I've come to take you to your eternal home. Hey, God. Never, Nanya Mashi, no more to roam. Ah, hey, when Jesus cracks the sky, I'll tell this. Oh, goodbye. I'm going to a place of my eternal home all around the throne, the blessed throne. And I will never no more to roam. Hallelujah. That brings tears to my eyes. The song says, when Jesus comes again, when Jesus comes again, will you be ready when Jesus comes, when Jesus comes again, when Jesus comes again, will you be ready when Jesus comes? Will you be ready when Jesus comes? Will you be ready when Jesus comes? When he comes again, when he comes again, ready. come. Hallelujah. Will you be ready when Jesus comes? Did he rise so many years ago and then he comes and you will not be ready? Old saints used to say, don't let him catch you with the work undone. We're crossing over one by one. We're moving on. We're fast approaching like the setting sun. Don't let him catch you tonight with your work undone. We're crossing over one by one. I feel like going on. Thank you, Jesus. I feel like going on. Though trials come, they come on everyone. Lord, I feel like going on. Do you feel like that tonight? Do you feel like going on? Do you feel like going on? Though the trials come on every hand, Lord, you feel like going on. I feel like going on. Why? Because heroes declaring all power is in his hand. I know you all listening to me this evening have your own churches that you go to, and I'm sure many of you will be at your church on Sunday to hear your pastor deliver the Easter speech, the Easter sermon. So why do you have to listen to me tonight? You don't. But since you're here, why not? Sunday isn't promised. Yesterday is gone, sweet Jesus. And then tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time, one day at a time. Sweet Jesus, that's all of you. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. And that's all you're going to get is one day at a time. But when Jesus cracks the sky, my God, today, every day will be Sunday. The Sabbath will never end. The sun will continue to shine. Oh, bless his name. Howdy, howdy, hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Don't you want to live in that? No bullets, no guns, no presidents. No one in charge but Jesus. Better than that, no more devils. No more demons. God's going to destroy all of that. Oh, bless his name. Don't say that. I want to see my children. No, you don't. That's what you don't want to do, is see your children. I want to see my grands. No, you don't. I want to see my daughter. No, you don't. Well, I want to see my son. Oh, and honey, I had a good husband. I want to see my husband when I get there. So then if Gregory went to heaven and Sherman went to heaven, I'm going to ask the question. I was married to both of them until death we did part. So which wife, who, why would I be? Would I be Sherman's, because he was my first husband for 33 years? Will I be Gregory's wife? I only his wife for a matter of months. So who will be able to claim me as wife? Jesus fixed that. In heaven, there is no marriages. No giving in marriage, no marriage, no marriage, no marriage, no marriage. The Father is in charge. The Son, Jesus Christ, is in charge. Because, see, you would be mad, oh, Lord, because you got married 5 times. And just in case those 5 wives, or let me put it this way, those 5 spouses are there, you wouldn't have no fussing and cussing up there. But that's my man. That's my wife. That's my woman. Jesus ain't having none of that. That's why we have to be changed in the moment of the twinkling of an eye. We must be changed. This mortal is going to put on immortality. We must be changed. Or else there's no need in him coming, getting us up out of here if we're going to be the same. So I say to you again, you don't want to see mother, father, sister, brother, son, doctor, lawyer, preacher, teacher. You don't want to see those people because, trust me, if you see your cousin Lou, now Lou could be a girl or a boy. If you see your cousin Lou, know that you are wherever Lou is. If you recognize your cousin Lou, you and Lou are in hell. Because those that go to hell is going to be aware of their surrounding forever and ever and ever. They are going to burn with fire and brimstone. Never will the fire go out, and they will be alive in the fire. Oh, that's a cruel God. No, he gave you a chance to repent and turn away from. But you wouldn't do it. So you brought this capital punishment on yourself. When Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Look at my hands. Look at my side. Look where they had put these things on my body. Look at my feet. For you, I did this. For you. The song said, when he was on the cross, I was on his mind. I hadn't even been born yet, but he did it because he knew I was coming and I would walk into sin, but he gave me a prescription to walk out of sin through the blood of Jesus Christ. And do I fail at it? Yes. Times when I fail at living holy. There are times when I fail at living right. But then the Holy Spirit revives my soul again when I said, God, it's me, help me. And he helped you to make that change. Get back up again. You Christians, stop putting your foot on somebody, holding them down when they realize that they have fallen and they're trying to get up, and you come and put your old big flat foot on them and say, stay down now. I know you wasn't no good in the first place. Just stay there. You ain't good for nothing. Ain't never been good for nothing. Ain't gonna be nothing. You're just natural born nothing. Just stay there. Oh, but his blood is lifting me higher than I ever been lifted before. God's blood will lift you up out of your horrible pit. He never lost a battle. And he never will. Andre Crouch wrote the song, The Blood That Jesus Shed For Me, way back on Calvary. I wish my Dr. Scott was here to play that for me right now. On Calvary is the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. Andre told the story, and I'll get to my story, then I might not. But Andre told the story back in the day, back in the 80s when I was watching Pat Robinson show, whatever it was called, TBN, I guess. Back then in the 80s, I was sitting one morning and I was watching the program around 9 or 10 it came on. And Andre was the guest on. Andre Crouch, that is. You can pull it up on YouTube. And Andre told this story about how he was inspired by God to write that song. He said that they were at a barbecue in the backyard somewhere. I knew he was from California, so I don't know if it was California or where. But James was there, James Cleveland. You all know James Cleveland. James Cleveland was there. Q. And James was playing the piano. You know, we had the pianos back then. And James was playing. And Andre said that he was over by the barbecue grill. And God told him to dip the brush in the barbecue sauce. And so he did that, being led of God at the barbecue. Tell you, he's involved in all that we're concerned with. And Andre said, God told him, said, just take and just spread it across the meat. That's how it became barbecue, you know, with the barbecue sauce. He said he took that brush and he smeared that barbecue sauce, which was red, right? Okay, thank you. And he smeared that barbecue sauce all over that grill with that chicken. And I don't know if he put barbecue sauce on the hamburgers or not, but most of the time we do it on the ribs and the chicken, some pig feet if you got them up there grilling. And he said, as he was doing it, God said, look at this barbecue sauce. That's the way I did my blood for your sins. I began to smear you with the blood. I cleansed you with the blood. So he went from the barbecue grill over to James at the piano. By this time, when he was telling the story, the tears were streaming down my face because I put myself on that barbecue grill and began to thank God for smearing me with his blood. Oh, just, hey, God, thank you. Just imagine what that's like. I have a brush that I use in the kitchen when I'm putting barbecue sauce and that sort of thing. And it's just a regular brush. I use a brand new brush, and you just dip it in that bowl or that bucket, and you come up and you add your moshi, your masha. You just begin to just paint it up, to paint it up good till it changes the color. Doesn't stop being a chicken leg or wing or thigh or breast or rib, but something's been applied to it to change the appearance of it. God, I thank you for this story tonight. Maybe this was the story that God wanted me to tell and not the one I was going to tell. So we're going to stay with this one because God is in this one. He was in that one, but he didn't in the moshi. He really is this one. Feel a breakthrough coming your way. Somebody move of God. are going to change your day. Signs and wonders, miracles to perform. God's going to bless you. Just you hold on. Just hold on. Change is coming. Hey, I can feel it in the air. I feel it in the atmosphere. Just hold on. Change is coming. The move of God. The move of God is on the way. Hallelujah. Somebody throw your hand up and tell God, thank you for the move. Thank you for the move. And so he went over to James. And he said, James, play this for me. It was all new. Hot off the press from the Holy Ghost. And Andre began to sing the blood because God had already showed him the blood through the barbecue sauce. The blood that Jesus shed for me. Go on YouTube, y'all, and pull it up. Way back on Calvary, oh, the blood, hallelujah, that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. And then he went on to sing it again. The blood that Jesus shed for me. I wish my mama was here to play this for me. I tear up. Way back on Calvary. Oh, you know the blood. Come on now. That gives me strength someday. Today it will never lose its power. And he goes on to tell you that it soothes all of my doubts and calms all of your fears. Blood, that gives you strength from day to day. My God, today, it will never, ever lose its power. And then he went on to sing, it reaches to the highest mountain. Oh, yeah. You know, birds is up there on that mountain. And it flows, come on down now, to the low. I don't know if the Jolly Green Giant was down there or not, but he found out that the blood that gives you strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. I tell you, it reaches to the highest mountain tonight. Oh, and then it flows to the lowest valley. The blood, that gives me strength, Lord. But I don't want to have no strength. I want to have a pity party. I want to be sad and confused and complex and all of those things. But if I think about the blood of Jesus, think about what the blood has done for me. Oh, boy. Oh, the blood done signed my name. Oh, the blood done signed my name. Oh, the blood, you know the blood done signed my name. I know the blood Dunson, my name. And we used to sing it. My sister recall, we used to sing back in our church when we were children growing up at the chapel, Church of God in Christ King's Chapel. We used to sing, the blood prevails, the blood prevails, just like it did in the olden days. No matter what the people say, the blood prevails, the blood prevails. I know the blood prevails, the blood prevails, God's blood prevail. Oh, just like it did in the olden days, no matter what they'll say, the blood prevails, the blood prevails. Oh, I know the blood prevails. I tell you, I feel good in my sanctified soul. I'm sweating hard, but it's all right. I'll cool off by and after a while, whatever, whenever, and however it comes. But I feel like pressing my way, because when you think about all that he's done, whew, my God, I said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it to myself what the Lord has done for me. Ah, wow. Let me just read a little something here, and I'm going to close out the service for tonight. Let's go to Isaiah, and while you're finding Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, I'm sure somebody might be preaching this on Sunday, but you say, I already got mine. Pastor Benjamin was on Wednesday night, and I received my blood bath Wednesday night while I was listening to the woman of God talk about the man Jesus who walked in Galilee. This same Jesus, he taught beside the sea. This same Jesus, my God, I tell you. I need to gather up some old folk, some old young folk that remember these songs. I know Brother John Mosley would kind of, sort of. I know Debbie Dozier would, Smith. It's her last name, Debbie Dozier Smith. I don't want to disrespect anyone. But I do want to thank God for my sister tonight, evangelist Jacqueline Benjamin Grant. She's my advocate, and she gets it out there. And I thank God for her reminding the people of God, come on in where the table is set and the feast of the Lord is going on. All right, you should have it, beloveds. We're not in Psalms tonight because it is Holy Week. Psalms is holy also. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that. But because we're thinking about the resurrected Christ tonight, I got diverted from that. But we will pick that up on next Wednesday night, be it the Lord saith the same. Let's go to Isaiah's Gospel, I-S-A-I-A-H, Isaiah. 53, who have believed our report, and to whom is the arms of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our own faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. He must have been looking pretty rough, y'all. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But somebody need to underline that B-U-T, but. You got to put an emphasis on that but. B-U-T. In other words, let me get your attention right quick. But there's more to come. I read all of this to you, but the writer is saying, and I wrote all of this down for you to read, but it ain't over yet. There is more to come. But he was wounded. Let me tell you what happened. He was stricken. We are standing. We had our faces from him, but he didn't stop there. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we healed. Now, for all of you all that want to put your foot on somebody that when they fall down and take them a minute to get back up, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his and I'm going to say her. The Bible tells us don't add or take away, but I'm not taking away. I'm just making it plain that it's just not on the he. Because I came from he. So we got a he, she, came out of he. So I'm included in that rib. So therefore, the female rib is included in that male rib, he. Oh, bless his name. Ha, ba, ba, she. Now that was me, not the spirit. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. That's Jesus. Because we all have messed up. You ain't all that. Because you going to church now. You too. Your life is not spotless. But the blood can clean it. Just don't go back and spot it up. That's the problem. We get cleaned up through the blood, and then we go back and contaminate ourselves all over again, and then we got to start that process all over again. But the blood never loses its power. So if the blood clean you once, the blood will clean you twice. I hate that the blood has to clean us 3, 4, 5 times, but it will, it can, and it does. And I don't know how many times I backslid. And each time the blood was still the same. It still had that cleansing power. Don't think you better than me. I am the loose head, Satan. You're not better than me. No man is greater than Jesus. But his blood reaches to the highest mountain. Have you all ever really seen a mountain? I'm talking about, I'm not from TV. I mean, go there to the mountain. Stand at the foot of the mountain and look up to the top of the mountain. That's a long ways up there. And it reaches to the highest mountain. I don't know which one is the highest mountain. I think they said Mount Everest is the highest mountain. I guess I have to do my schoolwork over again. Somebody help me lift him up. But I think it is the highest mountain. So the scientists think. But there may be one even higher than that they can't even calculate. But however, if they came up with that one, we'll go with that one for now. And the lowest valley. It reaches. So if on the way up and you fall in that category before you get to the top of the mountain, you had a chance to get your cleansing. And on the way down, if you're somewhere in there before you hit the valley, you have a chance to be cleansed. The blood don't want no peanut butter and jelly. Mama must have thought that little fella was hungry or whatever, maybe because he was crying. So I don't know. Mama might have thought, I can't remember the song right now, but Mama must have thought that the child was hungry, so she fixed him a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. But the child said, Mama, I don't want no peanut butter and jelly. My soul to be saved. And the way that we can get our soul saved tonight is through that blood that Jesus shed way back on Calvary. The blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. I want to tell God thank you for you tonight. Thank you for being on board with me as I stroll through memory lane thinking about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me. I just want to thank him forever, ever, and ever for all he's done for me. Blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. I want you all to remember to keep the Sabbath holy. And keep this holy week holy in your heart, not just when it's time for Easter. Jesus is Jesus all the time. So why narrow him down to Christmas? It's the only time you appreciate it. Why narrow him down to Easter? It's the only time you think about him. Think about him on a daily basis. Bless his name. Lift the Savior up for men to see. He'll draw all men unto him. It's been a pleasure being with you. God bless you, Mother Blondie. I pray that someone will give you a beautiful Easter lily for Easter, because I see you, Mother Blondie, as beautiful as the lilies of the field. God bless you for being with me all the time. I don't believe Mother has missed any services since I've been on, and she's known about it. Maybe one or two, but not intentional. I thank God for you, Mother. Thank you for being with me. And to my dear precious sister, she's always there for her sister. See, other people have family members in their church. Me, my brother Michael, we had to solo our ministries. We had no family members with us. We had to rely on friends and who Jesus sent. I looked at the young lady the other week. She has her sisters, two of her sisters. She's got grandchildren. She's got nieces, she's got nephews, she got a whole family in her church. Me, I'm by myself. But on Wednesday night, my sister is with me. And I thank God, even though she's in South Carolina and I'm in Delaware, she's on board with her sister. And she'll start calling different ones, and she knows their number. She'll say, hey, you getting on Wednesday night? Or are you getting on tonight? 7 o'clock, my sister will be on the air. I thank God for her. And I thank God for you, and you, the listeners. It keeps me going. I can't see you. But you know what? If I was on television, I couldn't see you either. Because you would see me, but I wouldn't see you. So don't feel bad because I can't see you. I'm going to fix it so that you can see me. And I'm going to have to get me another wig. Oh, bless his name. And I have fun with my wigs. So that's why I always mention them. But I thank you for taking out the time in your schedule. Remember now, we close down for the month of August so that you all can have time to enjoy the last week, the last month of the summer. Summer goes into September, but they shut it down after Labor Day. They figure the summer is over. So plan to travel in August so you don't miss the Wednesday night service. So put that on your calendar. In fact, I'm already booked for the month of August. I might just go on by myself, and no one is obligated to take time out of sitting on the porch drinking their bottle of pop or eating an icy pop or something. Or they might have someone visiting and then just stop by and want to throw a hot dog on the grill. But they won't have to say, oh, I got to get on the air with Pastor Benjamin. But I love you all. One day, we will all be in the same room, lifting up holy hands and magnifying the name of Jesus together. I love you all, and we're praying for Sister Rita. I believe she buried her son on today. We just want her to know we love her, and we lift her up in prayer. And as I always say, we always cover the bereaved on this program, whether we know their name or not. Pray for the bereaved family all the time. Sometimes we're able to mention a name. But if not, God knows who we're covering in Jesus' name. And for those that's sick, somebody's always got a headache. Someone always has high blood pressure. In fact, I got to go check mine when I get off here. Somebody always have a pain in their side, pain in their foot, pain in, God knows they got knee pain. So, you know, we cover that in Jesus' name because he is the healer. But healing is the children's bread. And in the book of Exodus, it lets us know that they drank the water and ate the bread, and the Lord took sickness from the midst of them. Ask God to bless your water and to bless your bread and to take that sickness of the devil from you. In the name of the Father and of the Son, I told you we're going to be early tonight. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And the people of God says, amen. We got 12 minutes left before 8 o'clock. Go and enjoy yourself. Go in peace. God loves you. Have a good night. Next week, if the Lord say the same, I'll be here.